The Arkansas Union Connections Lounge is buzzing with activity. The place is full of students from different countries and cultures. The occasion is International Bazaar and Study Abroad Photo Contest, the kickoff event for the International Education Week. Matthew Sokolowski, Program Coordinator at Office of International Students and Scholars, says the bazaar is organized by the University of Arkansas's International Student Organization.
Our international student organization reaches out to all the different cultural groups to have cultural tables that students that are walking by can see all the different groups we have here. We also partner with the Study Abroad Student Association, and so they're displaying all of their photos that students have taken abroad. They have a contest as well.
The International Education Week is a joint effort of the U.S. Department of State and the U.S. Department of Education and is celebrated across the nation.
We try to just join that effort to create an opportunity to highlight opportunities for international education that are available here at the university. So, we're doing things all year round, but this is a time where we try to really kind of create some visibility and show people different ways they can get involved, to create awareness of educational opportunities, to create awareness about our international students, and just to create opportunities for exchange.
The University of Arkansas has a current population of 1,164 international students from 120 countries, in addition to 277 international scholars. Matt says, apart from celebrating the International Education Week, the university runs several programs to make the international students feel at home.
Well, I would say one of the programs that comes to mind is our office helps run a friendship family program, and it partners an international student with a family in the community. And so I think this year in the fall, I don't know exact numbers, but I've placed over 100 students with local families. But it really kind of provides a network for our international students out in the community and to get them involved. We have an international culture team, which is made up of a core of anywhere from 50 to maybe 80 students, plus others that volunteer their time as well. And they do festivals like at Holcomb Elementary, Lever Elementary, do different things on campus in the community. We have a conversation club where we partner two American students with, four or five international students, and they meet once a week for 8 weeks for an hour.
Matt says making the transition from life in one country to another can prove challenging for many students.
Just think about if you were going to a new country, going to school, studying in a language that's probably not your native language. Just all that stuff with setting down roots and setting up your life there, from simple things from how do I get from the airport, where am I going to live, how do I set up my utilities. A lot of feedback that I get each year after our orientation is we want to meet more Americans, we want that interaction. So, it can be challenging just to walk up to a group of people you don't know. So, doing things like our programs, for example, we have a Global Greeks program that's in its third year now, where we partner international students with volunteers from the fraternity and sorority organizations. And that's another great opportunity for two populations that may not, mix a lot otherwise to kind of provide those avenues to make it a little easier for people to make friends and to build those relationships.
Several exhibits are in place. A crowd of American and international students looks on eagerly. Danielle from Cameroon and Adela from Nigeria are representing various African nations. Their table is replete with pictures depicting different facets of life in the African continent.
We're just trying to show them, the various aspects, the exotic aspects of Africa. We have our shoes, our clothes, pictures of people, our food, which is awesome, by the way. Remember that.
Yummy.
Yummy food. And we're just trying to show them that. Africa has its problems, yes, but we're a very, very, very happy continent and we have a lot of stuff to show for it. So yeah, that's basically it.
Danielle says even though she has adjusted to life in the United States, she misses her family, her friends, and also the food. She also had several notions about life in the United States that were dispelled as soon as she reached Northwest Arkansas.
Because I went to Minneapolis, Minnesota first when I came to the United States, and the Northwest Arkansas is completely different from... I didn't know that we would have places with that much trees, because I've never been, even in Africa, with places with that, because I've always grew up in cities. I've never been in places like this, like Northwest Arkansas, with that much tree. And, on TV back home, we just see New York City, you know, big buildings and that's it. And we don't know this part of the United States. And it's just, it was surprising for me when I came here, just see, you know, a place with that much nature.
The International Education Week is not just about international students in the United States, but also about American students going to other countries to study. Alicia Sokolowski, the study abroad advisor at the Office of International Students and Scholars, says interest in studying abroad grows every year. Between 600 to 700 U of A students travel abroad to countries such as Spain, Italy, Belize, England, and Mexico annually. There is also a growing interest among students, especially business majors, to travel to China and the Middle East. Alicia says there are funds and resources available for interested students. There are also several benefits to studying abroad.
I think it's different for everybody, but most students come back and feel more independent. They learn a lot about themselves as well as the new culture, and I think that it opens up their eyes to having a new worldview, maybe a more realistic worldview. And most students that start traveling want to keep traveling and see what else is out there. And I really think it makes people more understanding. A lot of students come back and get involved with international programs here on campus and international students, whereas maybe they weren't involved in that at all before they left.
The International Education Week comprises several events that will take place over the course of this week. Details on the events are available on www.iss.uark.edu. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.